This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Hi, good morning. We always start the show with little victories. Oh, I'm on one today. And my little victory is, not only did we make it to Friday,
but
we made it to Valentine's Day, and I'm not angry.
I like that.
I feel like, you know, being single, sometimes I go, bleh. I'm just like, whatever. It's Valentine's Day, whoop-de-doo.
You're not blah, more meh.
I could care less. I'm like, great. See you later. See my gals later. It'll be fine.
I'm here for that. Yeah.
What's your little victory?
Man, my little victory is that, you know, I finally took y'all's advice.
What?
I went to a specialist yesterday.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm so happy, finally.
So it could be y'all a little victory, too, because y'all been pushing me to go.
Honestly, I mean, and your voice sounds a little more strained today, of course, because you were out in public yesterday, and I know you and I love to be with people.
Blah, blah, blah,
you want to be left alone half the time.
Blah, blah, blah. We were just gabbing and talking.
Are you going to share more about going to the ENT on the show today?
I will.
Okay,
I will.
Good.
Yeah, because it was an experience. I'll say that. It was an experience.
I want to know what happened. I want to know what they said. I want to know what they said about your voice. I want to know everything.
Just know I got a guy.
Oh.
I got a guy now.
Well, good.
Send me your guy now.
Yeah. Send me your guy.
which means we got a guy, naturally.
We got a guy now. Every time one of us gets a guy, we both get a guy.
Yeah.
I love that for us. Okay. Well, I'm very happy you went to the ear, nose, and throat specialist, and I can't wait to hear about it on the show.
Got you. My little victory is that I did go, and
nice.
I feel okay.
Well, good. It's February 14th. I think we all know that, since I said it was Valentine's Day.
Hopefully.
Friday, and it's your last day to win tickets to see The Weeknd in Chicago. We'll have those after Am I the Jerk.
What a way to start the weekend.
I know, right? And you can still try to win tickets to Anime Milwaukee on our website at 1037kissfm.com.
It feels right to say shout out Carl and Indy.
He definitely just trying to win them. He posted about it.
Yeah, guaranteed.
So, you know, I hope whoever loves Anime Milwaukee wins those, all right?
And brings Carl with him.
Yeah, all right. The question of the day is going to be funny.
For real?
Yeah, hold on, everybody. It's coming up next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, in honor of Valentine's Day, the day of love, I want you to name a movie that describes your love life, and I think this is going to be hysterical.
Oh, okay.
No matter whether your love life is good, bad, or in the middle, this is going to be fun today, everybody.
Fair.
Name a movie that describes your love life. DZ, I'd like you to go first, because you're married.
Yeah.
I'm single again. Again.
Again.
Again.
Again, again.
Again, again. Again, for the ninth time.
We get it.
You said
single.
It first.
You single. No, I did it. You did it.
All right, for real though. Name the movie that describes your love life, DZ.
All right. See, where do we want to go with this? Because is this like, am I describing the love life?
It's your love life.
Am I, like, do I want to be funny? Do I want to be actually cute? Like,
be what it is.
Should I say that, you know, our love life is daddy daycare and I'm Eddie Murphy? Like,
maybe. That's funny.
Do I say it's The Notebook because I've stood in the rain for Aaron before?
Oh.
See, I could go wherever.
No, it's your love life right now. Right now.
Love life right now. Okay. Yes. Fine. Then Love and Basketball. Play me for your heart.
Oh my gosh. Love and Basketball is great for you because you're either at a Bucks game or at home with your wife.
Love Basketball and Radio.
There's no in between with you two.
It's a part two for me.
Oh yeah. Basketball, Radio, and Love. There you go. The three places DZ goes. That's hysterical.
LR&B.
Oh man, I'm having trouble picking one for my love life because, you know, I wanted it to be just right. So maybe the listeners will inspire me this morning.
The Shining. No.
No.
No. Okay, no.
Absolutely not. Because even though I'm single again, there's a few, like, you know, I have the apps, but I'm really unmotivated. Does that's the way to kind of put it right now. So it's like I could.
50 first dates. Because you just...
Oh, you just nailed it.
You just keep forgetting them. Right. Bye.
You know what? Honestly. Honest to God. And you know what's
Stop
so funny?
It.
No, it's funny. Dumpster Fire Dating's coming up today. It's funny because that you said that. Because my friend last night texted me and asked, what happened with the dude again? And I was like, oh, you know, ex-wife.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. He's confused. The end. And so then she goes, but how are you feeling about it? And I go, oh, I already forgot about it. I moved on with my life. So maybe 50 first dates is really, that's actually, nope. I forget, I move on with my life.
Nope, I got a better one.
What do you have for me?
How to lose a guy.
Screw you.
No.
Screw you. Who asked you anyway?
50 first dates.
Thank you. How to lose a guy in 10 days. You know what,
oh,
DZ?
In 10 days? Dang it. I don't even know the movie title.
It's 10 days, DZ, not 30.
I gave you 20 more.
Forget you.
I gave you 20
you
extra
are
days.
So rude. I don't need this in my life.
All this negativity on Valentine's Day.
I'm leaving.
You can't till 10.
Fine. I'll be here till 10. Rude. That was actually really funny. How to lose a guy in 10 days. No, because I last at least 30. Okay.
That part.
Let's pull up line four. I'm feeling four for Valentine's Day, the 14th.
In the 414.
Yeah. Oh. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's Babe.
Oh,
of course it's Babe.
Hi, Mike in Hartford, a.k.a. Babe, which your wife calls you.
Happy Valentine's Day, Babe.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you guys, too.
Did you hear what DZ just said? That I should name my love life?
Nope.
No, I didn't. Oh, yes. 50 first dates?
Yeah. Oh, dang it.
But then he said, how to lose a guy in 10 days. I said, damn it, DZ.
DZ, I might got you beat.
Oh, snap.
Oh,
okay,
what do you got? What do you got, Mike?
Gone in 60 seconds.
Is that me or you, Mike? Is that me?
You. Mine would be done in 60 seconds.
Mike, bye.
Bye.
That was amazing. Oh, it's going to be a good show today. Oh, good morning. It's going to be a good show today. Name your name your love life in a movie title.
260 seconds.
You know what? I don't know who I'm more annoyed with, you or Mike. You know what? Neither, because you're both really funny today. Okay, 414. DZ can't even breathe. Okay, 414-533-1037. See, now I'm mad at Mike and not you. You're welcome. You should thank Mike for that.
Thank you, babe. Take your calls and texts.
I don't even know.
Yeah,
we'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so it is Valentine's Day. The question is, name a movie that describes your love life. We got our breath back. DZ and I were laughing so hard we could barely breathe.
I'm okay.
He said it's Love and Basketball because that's all he does right now is hang out with his wife and go to Bucks games.
Love and Basketball and Radio.
And Radio. Mine was 50 first dates because I go on so many and I forget them all. And then you said How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days or Gone in 60 Seconds. Forget you both.
Mike was, listen,
that was
Mike
funny.
Was funny. Bro.
That was really funny. I'm going to open the text, but let's start with Danielle in Butler this morning. If I was you, I'd wanna be Danielle.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, name a movie that describes your love life, girl.
I would have to say The Hating Game.
The Hating
Hulu.
Wait, who's in that? I gotta know.
I have no idea.
You're gonna have to look it up because I don't even know. They're very non-common actors, but it's a good movie and it's pretty damn funny.
The Hating Game. It looks good.
Well, and say less.
They work in an office together and they both despise each other and he hates how she is and she hates how he is, but secretly there's major crushes there and.
Oh, Lucy Hale. She's from Pretty Little Liars.
Oh.
My wife liked that show.
Yes. Okay. I never watched that, but that's where I recognize her.
Yeah. Okay. The Hating Game.
You know what? Carl texted in Shawshank Redemption.
Carl.
He said he always felt his love life past that he felt self-isolated until he met his long-distance relationship from Sri Lanka.
He got a little honey dim from Sri Lanka.
Oh, Carl's got a woman abroad.
That's, you're like Willy Wonka.
He's going to be a 90-day fiancé before we know it, dude. Look out. All right. So, Danielle, you pick the hating game. Noted.
The Hating Game.
Appreciate
That's
you.
That's a good one.
Have
it
a
is.
Good day.
Hey, you're welcome. Happy Friday. I'm going to go be a floral designer now for Valentine's Day. It's going to be a blast.
Wepa. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right.
Bye. Kelly in Sussex texted in just friends. That's
funny.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was that for you or?
That was for her.
okay.
Because I know her love life. It's just friends. Uh-huh. The lines are always blurred. Trust me.
Just friends for show.
That's her. Let's go to Keely, who's calling north of the border this morning, is how she said it. Hi, Keely. Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
All right. What is your love life in a movie title?
I need suggestions because I'm going with a dumpster fire with raccoons and maybe marshmallows.
Oh, the great outdoors.
Something.
So,
or fist fight.
You need suggestions because it's that bad, huh? Raccoons, even. A dumpster fire with raccoons, DZ.
I mean, that's oddly specific, but
you could just look up
2020 dumpster fire. That might work.
We throw in 5 grandkids with that, and it comes to be like WWE wrestling. There is no time.
There is no
movie.
It is
a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
You are the movie. Listen, you don't need a title. It's just your life.
Pretty much.
It's okay, though. It's fun. It's fine.
It's the Book of Keeley. That's the movie title.
That was the most Midwest thing you've ever said. But my life's a dumpster fire with raccoons, but it's okay. It's fine.
I love them.
It's
Everybody's
fine.
Great.
It's okay. It's fine.
That's the movie title.
Fine. Everything's fine.
Keeley, everything's fine.
It will be. Part and you one. Watch for that book.
And the movie.
I'm
going to
watch
Keeley.
For it. That's for sure. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye, you too.
Single Cammy with a K from Milwaukee texted in and said hers is also just friends.
Good.
Then somebody wrote in Little Fires Everywhere.
Is that the name of an actual movie? Are we just making up movie titles
now? I don't
know.
It must be. I've never heard of it. But then somebody else said All About the Benjamins because we're all about getting our money.
Hey, who said that? Ah, shout out, y'all.
You guys got to sign your names. Who texted in Grumpier Old Men?
What? Okay.
And by the way, if you texted in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, they missed the first part because we were dying over that movie title, but you have to listen back to know why.
I'm still sweating, bro.
That was the funniest thing ever. Let's go to Audrey in Racine this morning.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of Compton. Another crazy ass. My punks are smoking.
Hi, Audrey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Love Day.
Happy Love Day.
Yes.
So I got two. She's just not into you.
That's a good one.
That would have been good for you, too.
Or Friends with Benefits.
Yes.
Is that
honestly, that would be better as the just friends, basically, where they're, because they're friends, but they're...
Friends with Benefits.
Friends with Benefits. So, and that's so many people right now.
Okay, Audrey,
we see
you. A
lot of single people.
We see you just putting your life out there.
Well, they think they're friends with benefits, but there's always, it's a situationship, and there's always one side that likes the other more than the other.
Mm.
That's the problem with Friends with Benefits, which is why there's a movie called Just Friends about it.
And that's what complicates the plot twist.
Exactly.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Audrey, stop sleeping with your friends.
Chill out, bro. Appreciate
your
call, fam.
Do you, boo. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, love you guys, too. Have a great day.
You too, bye.
James in Shorewood. Signed his full middle and James L. Robinson Jr. in Shorewood texted in.
Might as well hit us with your social while you're at it, my boy.
He said, mine is Ghosts of Girlfriends Past. James.
Who said Nosferatu?
Wait, what? Oh, my God. Okay, go to Ryan in Alabama.
Never mind. Deep cut joke.
Okay. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Good morning. morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Wampa yeehaw.
Ryan, everybody's texting in what movie describes their love life. This has been a really funny one. Whoever texted in Toy Story, I don't want to know. I don't want to know anymore.
I don't care to know.
I don't want to know either.
You go, Ryan. Get us out of that one.
Yeah, keep your toys to yourself.
We got started out with Friends with Benefits, which led into the sequel, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, definitely Mr. and Mrs. Smith for
y'all. Mr. and Mrs. Smith about a divorce? When they get divorced? Have you guys seen that movie?
Did you watch the end?
They fight the whole movie.
And then they get back together.
They destroy everything, and then by the end, they're either fighting or fighting.
Now I'm following. It's Friday. I'm a little slow. Plus, it's about love, so I'm really slow.
Mr. and Mrs.
Smith. My wife went Kill Bill. That's what she went for.
Of course she did.
Oh, yeah, y'all ain't far off. Yep.
Of course
she did. Wow.
Whoever texted in, remember the Titans. Really?
Oh, no. Left side. Strong side. Left side. Strong. Say it with me, Ellie. Left side.
Strong side.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, what's the problem, DZ? This is something... What is it?
It's not my problem.
It isn't?
But it is a What Should DZ Do.
Oh, tell me more.
I've been put in the middle of a love triangle, y'all.
A love triangle? Ooh, it's getting juicy in here. Tell me more.
And I didn't even realize what was happening until I was like already in it and like... a part of it. not like that, bro. Don't get crazy. Wait. Not like that.
Oh, you're not somebody's third?
Okay. No, I'm not somebody's third. Because it'd be for me and my wife.
Is it somebody I know?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it is somebody you know.
What? You're in the middle? Okay, go on.
It's actually somebody we work with.
You're in the middle of a work-love triangle? This is getting better by the minute. Let me sip my tea.
Go ahead.
Tell me everything.
Take a sip.
Go on.
All right, screw it. So yesterday, y'all know I was at Dave & Buster's, right? For the event. They had the grand opening of the cool new event. New rebrand.
You left the show early to be out there for the grand opening from 9 to 11.
Right, and the event was amazing.
Great.
Met a lot of really dope listeners.
Awesome.
One in particular actually lit me up for a good couple minutes.
Why?
About Am I the Jerk, which, you know, boy, yard.
They lit you up about which one?
Mm-hmm. The one.
About the mother dying.
Yeah. They still feeling that one.
We said we got it wrong. Let it go.
Listen, she was like, I was trying to get in.
Unbelievable.
Ironically enough.
They're still mad at us, huh?
We going to call her E. Because I ain't going to put her full name on blast like
she's
that.
She's the one in the love triangle?
She's the one lighting
you up.
Let me explain how this evolves.
Details.
Let me explain how this evolves. So I get there, you know, I'm saying what's up to everybody in line. But like, DZ, wepa, whatever, right? I'm saying, dapping everybody up, like, what's good, everybody? Like, y'all excited? Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah.
And then I get to E. And E goes, oh, DZ, listen, I love the show. I love you and Allie. Woo, woo. But I got to tell you, fam, you had me lit
the other day. Everybody was mad at us, yeah.
And before she even said it, I was like, the mom one? She was like, the mom one. I tried so hard to call and call and call.
I told you, we got lit up on Facebook. Yep. I'm not surprised. People are still mad about that one.
And E was one of them.
We don't always get it right.
We don't.
Damn,
okay?
We didn't. Perspective.
Sorry.
But I also want to say, when you see that one written, you see that she didn't, the friend says, I don't care about your grief.
Which that changes is a lot.
It changes a lot. Moving on. So
he
says to you, I'm mad at you and Allie.
Yeah, but jokingly and Jess, we talk about it. She's actually got really great points.
We can take it. We have thick skin.
We different. We built different.
We are built different. Go on.
And so is E. So she was like, I got to tell you, Poppy, because I know you about to listen. I was
Fair enough.
I'm always here for the conversation.
Fast forward.
Say what up to everybody else in line. We're inside now, right? Inside. We've gotten the free play. We're all hanging out, playing games, eating food, chilling. And she walks up to me and goes, so DZ, what's up with your boy that's with you? Is he, do you guys like work with him a lot? Do you see him often?
Are you talking about our coworker?
I'm talking about, yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
Jack?
Uh-huh.
I'm calling him out.
Call him out.
So Jack is our coworker who is basically out there on our street team. He gets out there and sets everything up for you.
He's one of our promotion specialists.
He helps when we're out and about doing appearances. I don't want to say handler because that sounds so funny, but he helps a lot.
He'd be like, hey, DZ, we got to go this way now.
Yeah,
right?
Go this way. Let me take pictures.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's that guy.
He's the guy.
So wait.
So she goes, hey, forget all that Am I the Jerk stuff from earlier.
Oh.
What's good with Jack?
Oh, she wanted to get with Jack?
What's good with your boy?
Wait, is Jack single?
I think so.
I don't even know. He's got to be.
I'm pretty sure he is single, bro.
I've never asked him.
We've had a couple conversations, and he's like, bro, this is why I'm so invested in this radio game. Mm-hmm. He was like, I don't got a wife. I don't got a girl. I don't got kids. I don't got responsibilities. I'm a grown man doing grown man things. He's single. Mm-hmm. Single. And when she approached me and was like, yo, what's up with your boy? I went, well, I mean, I think he's single.
Okay, wait. So you're at an event yesterday at Dave & Buster's.
Yep.
A listener comes up, lights you up for the when we got it wrong on Am I the Jerk, but then does a whole 180 and says, but what's up with your coworker? I like him.
But put me on, right? And she's like, I actually wanted to stop arguing once I noticed how cute he was. So Jack diffused the whole anger in her.
Oh, good. We're going to take Jack more places.
So, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, Jack. And I'm thinking, do I do this? Do I make me a match?
Do you think that they would make a cute couple? Like, could you see them together?
I low-key see them together.
Oh.
I low-key think their energies would actually match.
Oh.
And from the time I spent talking to E and what I know of Jack, I'm like, bruh, this could
be a good couple.
At the very least, I could put somebody on for a Valentine's Day matinee.
Yeah. You know, all right.
It's love day.
This is WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So wait, though, but hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So hold on, though.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get involved now and something goes wrong, then we're going to be the jerk
and
again. Everyone texting in, what was the Am I the Jerk about the mom? So can I go back and listen on the Odyssey app?
Yes.
You can. I think it was 2 days ago.
Yep.
It was about
baby shower and the mom's death anniversary.
She basically, I'm just going to recap it quickly, but you should go back and listen because DZ and I really got it wrong and we got lit up on Facebook. The Am I the Jerk was she dropped off a gift at the baby shower for a friend who's gone through a lot of trouble getting pregnant and left to go to the Dells to commemorate her mom's, the death of her mom a year later.
1 year anniversary.
And the friend was mad that she left the baby shower.
Ended the friendship.
And it was about leaving the baby shower. So if you go back and listen, yes, that's the one. That's the jerk that we were talking about. Okay, so
That prompted, you know, her to come up to me at this event and now gave us a what would DZ do for today? Because she's like, scrap all that though, my boy.
Yeah.
Your guy right behind you is kind of cute and I'm trying to get put on.
Yeah.
She straight up was like, yo, put me on. And I went, I mean, I kind of could. Is that a little too hairy though? You know what I mean?
What are you confused about? Whether or not you should even get involved since he's our coworker? Because then she's going to hate us.
Right.
And then he's going to hate us. And now we got everybody mad.
But it's Valentine's Day. So I'm like, give love a chance. But at the same time, that's not necessarily like HR behavior, right? Or HR quality worthy things because they don't work together.
Right.
It's just me putting them on. But then that's a listener.
But then that's someone that we value.
Yeah, right. That's one of the homies.
It's kind of like setting two friends up and then it goes bad.
Yep.
We care about both of them in different ways.
Exactly.
And then you're in the middle and you're screwed.
Exactly.
I say don't do it. This is a what should DZ do. Did you do it?
No. I mean, maybe. I might have started.
Oh, jeez.
I might have planted the seed. I didn't necessarily like, what should I do?
I want to know if you talked to Jack about this. I have more after. You know what? I have more questions. 414-533-1037. What should DZ do? A listener asked to be hooked up with one of our coworkers yesterday. Ugh.
And I did tell Jack. I was like, hey, fam, you know, the listener that I talked to.
I want to know what he says next. I want to know what he said next.
Got
and
you.
Then I think we will all know more what we should do.
He ain't said nothing yet.
Really?
I'll just tell you now. He ain't said nothing yet, bro.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys next.
Problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so if you're just tuning in, DZ was out yesterday. He had an appearance at Dave & Buster's for the grand reopening.
Yeah.
And there was a girl who you named E.
I named her E.
And she liked our coworker Jack, who was out with you helping you.
E thought Jack was a cutie. You feel me?
So Jack didn't say whether he liked her or not? That was my question for you.
I mean, so I hit him up.
What did he say?
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Before we go to the callers and before we give you advice on whether or not you should get involved in this love triangle.
I'll tell you what I said.
Yeah.
Because back and forth yesterday. Yeah. He was like, hey, sent you these pictures that we took. Always great to work with you, you know, in cold weather.
Just get to it.
I'm digressing.
What did he say about E, dude? Nobody cares about that.
I said, also, my man, E, the listener in line who lit me up about Am I the Jerk, said she was trying to holla. Eye emoji. And he said, LOL, oh.
Wait, that was all he said?
All he said was, LOL, oh.
So he didn't say yes or no? That's not even a yes or no.
And so my follow-up was, do you remember her? And he hasn't responded back yet. So, I mean, it's early, though. Okay. Man, my man's be working late sometimes. He might not be as perceptive and active in the conversation and chat.
He didn't even have a negative response, but it also wasn't it was neither.
It was just an, oh.
I have no idea what he thinks, knowing him. I have no idea. Okay,
it didn't help, did it?
Nikki's in South Milwaukee, and get this, Nikki was there and said she saw both of them yesterday.
Okay.
Hi, Nikki.
Good morning.
Hi.
All right.
Were you at Dave and Buster's yesterday with DZ?
Absolutely.
Did you see this listener E and our coworker Jack? You saw this go down or what?
I was right there when it all happened, literally behind her.
Oh, wait, I think I remember you.
Go on.
Yes.
You sure do, DZ.
Well, could you see? Should he hook these two up? Go on. Tell me everything, Nikki.
So I spoke to her a few times while I was in line before and after. Jeez. So I knew about the liking of him before DZ even knew about it.
She had already spilled the tea.
Got it. Go on.
And she was very, into him.
Mm-hmm.
And was asking me what I thought. And I was like, well, he's not my type, but he's good looking.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I think he'd look good with you. And she's like, well, good. I didn't know she said anything to DZ.
Oh, and the plot thickens.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I can say, with speaking with her, she was great.
Oh,
real cool.
You liked her.
Real cool.
Do you want us to hook you up? Done.
She said, well, if Jack don't want her.
Nikki. I will hang with her, but not like that.
That's
she
fine.
Said, I'll bring the ginger.
Right? And the honey. No, not the honey.
Hey, chill.
Be careful.
No.
So you liked her and you think DZ should hook them up?
You think so?
I do.
Oh.
And I also talked to him because I was talking to him about possibly getting a job there. So I was asking him questions.
Uh-huh.
And between the two of them and seeing the type of people that they were when I spoke to him, I think they would go good together.
I think they would click, bro.
Interesting.
They'd really be
nonstop.
Okay, well, somebody texted in and said, DZ, just connect them and then run like Forrest Gump.
I don't want to be that guy that puts visual. Miss.
Run. I want you to do it, DZ, and when you do it, I want to be there because I want to see it all go down.
But Nikki, if it doesn't work out, then it gets awkward.
Then you can blame me.
Yeah, how's she claiming this now?
Nikki claimed maid of honor already. She said, dibs, maid of honor, dibs. I was there.
All right, Nikki, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Love
you. Love you back. Bye.
Megan in Milwaukee texted in and said, DZ, time to play Cupid.
I'm saying, Brian, I'm trying to shuffle.
Let's see what Adrian in Milwaukee has to say this morning.
I saw Adrian there, too.
Oh, Adrian.
Adrian.
Did you see this go down?
Look.
What?
I was so happy and honored to finally meet DZ.
My dog, man.
Dude is on another level.
Oh, I
literally.
Know, right?
Stop
Isn't
guessing.
He was, Isn't he the best?
But when it comes to E and Jack.
Yeah.
Listen, Allie, it would not be y'all's fault. Let me tell you something. About 9 years ago, my buddy of mine did the same thing. He pretty much called me out. He was like, well, go talk to her, right? This is not Cheryl.
Not your fiance.
Not the fiance, not baby
this
bad,
is
never.
Another person
never.
Pre-Cheryl. So, go on, we're following.
So I listen, I go. Long story short, me and her were together for 5 years. Did not work out. No way, shape, or form. Jeremy, if you're hearing this, brother, you know you was never in the wrong.
Oh! So he's saying do it because it was, they're not gonna blame you
the
if
homie
something
that
goes
you up.
Wrong.
Okay.
Fair enough.
You know, a lot of people misplace that anger.
100%.
Things happen.
Sure.
Life happens.
Sure.
It is what it is. You can't be mad. If it goes, especially if it goes years.
Well, that, I don't know how anybody would be mad if you dated that long, Adrian, honestly. I mean,
see
if they date 5 years,
then it really
really can't blame DZ if that's the case.
But
I'm sorry.
If they date
I will never, blame my boy. I won't.
Yeah. Fair enough.
My ex on the hand, bump her.
Adrian, we were doing so good, man. It's love day.
Adrian,
get out of here. Go kiss up on Cheryl. Go kiss up on Cheryl.
We got more callers. What?
Yeah, he said, I'm engaged now. Don't go kiss up on her, boy.
Fair enough. We know. We're happy.
Meet Jack, and I had a chance to meet DZ. Let me tell you something. It might have been the whole wind blowing behind Jack when he stepped out the van, love at first sight. We never know.
He said,
hey, you, Jack, go get it.
Go get it.
Adrian, thank you. We appreciate you.
I love y'all both.
Love
Peace,
you.
Man.
Bye. All right, last one is Shoop on the line because we're running out of time here. I want to know what Shoop thinks. We haven't talked to him in a minute.
I was going to say, where's Shoop been, man?
I don't know. Mr. Shoop.
I've got the shoe stores.
Hi.
Morning, Shoop.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
We're good. Happy V-Day.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day. Yes, I'm actually dropping my son off at school. Emerson wants to say hi real quick.
Hey, what's up?
What up, Emerson?
What up, Emerson? Okay, seriously, John Shoop, what should DZ do? Hook them up or not?
I think you should. I mean, honestly, who wouldn't want DZ as a wingman?
That's fair. But what if it goes wrong?
I know, and then I don't want my wings to be clipped.
Right. Good analogy. Very good analogy, DZ.
Now, everybody said go for it, though.
Everybody did.
No, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, why not go for it? And you know what? If they're happy, they're happy. If it doesn't work out, that's not anybody's fault.
That's fair.
Jenny from Kenosha texted in and said, DZ, hook them up. My really good friend was single, and I hooked her up with my husband's really good friend, and they're getting married in 2 weeks on a cruise, so you never know.
You never know. Ooh.
Matchmaker.
Make me a match.
Go, DZ, go.
Enough
said.
I just got to figure out how to get in contact with E now. Yeah.
Well, not my problem. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
I can't wait to play some of the listener messages we got after dumpster fire last week.
Bruh.
Where we wrapped up what happened with the new guy and why it ended abruptly, because you can't make this stuff up, and you know what I'm talking about, DZ.
Yeah, his name's now BBL Booted, not BBL Boo. Yeah, I know. You can't make this stuff up, because I'm the one that be making it up and then ruining it somehow.
I'm telling you what, I don't know why. It just, they come to me. I try not to get involved with the nonsense. But
I can't tell you why my life is the way it is.
I don't know.
And I can't tell you either.
But we can't win them all. Okay,
listen.
That's what I suck at. Love.
But we live to fight another day.
Yes, we do, and we're just fine on Valentine's Day, nonetheless.
Of all days,
DZ, I am dying to know, because Dumpster Fire is after. Am I the Jerk, and tickets to see The Weeknd, your last chance today before 8 o'clock.
We're busy.
You better tell me what happened at the doctor, because you finally went to the ear, nose, and throat specialist yesterday. Yeah. You've been losing your voice
pretty consistently.
Yeah, and this has been an issue for the first time for you.
Yeah.
So what happened? Tell me everything.
Well, I mean, people like the raspiness in my voice. I do not. Well, I'm trying to get rid of it.
Doesn't it hurt?
It hurts to talk.
As someone who lost her voice for years, you know, I've been through this when I was younger too. It hurts because you're constantly straining.
If you've heard me speak in the last 2 weeks, just know that my voice has been hurting talking to you. Mm-hmm. Yes, my voice is hurting right now. Mm-hmm. Yes, so it's like I got to figure this out.
Yeah,
right. It's my livelihood. Went to different ENTs before last week, 2 weeks ago now. Wasn't necessarily happy with what I got. You know, they just kind of put me on pills and were like, "We'll check you
into
a
regular
bit.
Doctor though."
Right. I went to a doctor urgent care, and then they were like, "Well, you try an ENT," and I was like, mm.
"You went to one?"
So I made a quick ENT appointment, and I wasn't necessarily thrilled.
Okay, so this is another one. Okay, got it.
I followed up, did some more research.
Good for you for advocating for yourself when you weren't happy with the answer.
So I was like, I got to figure it out.
Good
I went,
for you.
Did more research, yep. Found the Sing program at Fratert.
Okay,
and went, oh, cool. This sounds tailored more to my needs.
Yeah,
they work with voice professionals, actors, singers, teachers, even
Sing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sing the
Makes
Sing
sense.
Program.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So go make an appointment, and it's scheduled for 2 weeks out. Boom, yesterday. I went, shout out my guy now, because he's apparently the guy that be checking out everybody's vocals when they need it. Say, Icer Forum or The Rave or concerts come in. So he was like, bruh, we're going to take care of you. They got me looked at. They numbed me up, went deep with that little camera scope down my nose.
Did they put the scope down your nose? Oh, I've had that done when I had vocal cord issues.
Down my nose, down my throat. I got a live look at my vocal cords.
Isn't that wild?
And
how'd they look?
This is going to sound crazy, but one of them is so stiff. It looks paralyzed.
Aww.
And it's that strain that it's like, yeah, just they had me do, you know, different, they'll say,
I'm not surprised, though, with all the voice issues you've had.
And he said, yeah, man, your throat, your sinuses, they're really inflamed. Yeah. They're red, right? They're hurting. You've got these white kind of like patches on your vocal cords.
So it's like a nodule or not a nodule?
Not a nodule.
Okay, thank God.
Not a popule or whatever.
Thank God.
Thankfully.
Because those sometimes have to be surgically removed.
He said, we're not there. there and he doesn't think we're going to get there. Okay. But what I need to do is basically stop talking when I don't need to talk.
Yeah, and here we are.
And here we are. Well, I need to talk right now.
Yeah.
I'm at work.
Fair, fair. But when you're not at work, you have to stop.
I should really use my voice the least possible. They gave me a bunch of exercises.
Man. We always talk off the air too, man.
So if you notice me talking less, I'm sorry.
Fine, my friend, I can't talk to you off the air today. Fine.
But they showed me a bunch of cup exercises. They want to see me again in 8 weeks and see how my throat is doing. But
what are cup exercises?
I basically put an inch of water in a cup and then I get a straw, like a McDonald's straw, and I blow into it while I hum.
Oh.
And it's a certain sensation that you're looking for, like a nasal sensation in your when you feel it in your nostrils and your lips. Like if you played an instrument, how to play a trumpet or how to blow into a saxophone, like play with a reed. It's basically the same sensation in your sinuses. I have to do that as a warm up. So I did that all the drive, driving in this morning. I got to do it in the middle of the day and at night before bed too.
Somebody just texted in and said, hey guys, good morning from Elkhorn. What DZ is describing is exactly what Kimberly Paisley, Brad Paisley's wife, experienced. She's the girl from Father of the Bride, by the way.
Oh, got
experience. You could look that up, but it's really unusual circumstance, but she had the same thing, but she lost her voice for like 18 months. It was just featured in People magazine.
Chill out.
I don't know what your name is, but thanks for texting that in. We'll have to, Well, no, we'll stop that before it gets there. This, now you're with a specialist and I'm glad you at least have a guy who can guide you and tell you when you got to stop.
Shout out Doc Bach.
Is that his name? Doc Bach.
Doc Bach, baby.
Okay, so.
And it's wild because you know how I've been having left side problems,
ear pain.
Yeah,
what they say about the fluid in your ear? That's what I wanted to know.
Still got fluid.
And how do we get rid of it?
They told me that they could prescribe me a nasal decongestant, but they want me to try over the counter, the strongest stuff they could find. They gave me the brand name and were like, get this. I think this is the best.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with that. I haven't bought it yet, but he said, try that for a week.
Get that today.
Let me know. And I said, say less,
so
doc.
Get
I got
fluid
you.
Out. That will help too.
He said, you're going to feel that ear pop when it does. It's going to be amazing. I said, doc, I've been trying.
I can't believe you didn't go get it first thing just to get some relief.
I was busy.
I know. You had things going on.
I didn't have time. Again.
You
story of my life.
Don't be stupid though, okay? You had got that in your system already and start getting some relief. You're such a dude sometimes. You are such a dude. You go to the doctor and then you don't stop on the way home to get what he told you to get. You're going to wait till today.
I had to pick up the boys,
bro. Damn it, DZ.
I had stuff to do.
Come on.
I had to go be a dad. Sorry.
Jeez. Come on. All right. Well, I'm actually really glad you saw the specialist.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see like how if it gets better now, especially with what he told you to use. And I'm glad they looked at your throat and there's no nodules.
So I'll update y'all in 8 weeks and hopefully y'all see the improvement in my voice in 8 weeks, bro.
Yeah, I can't wait to keep us updated. All right. Am I the jerk? We got to get into it. It's time, even though I'd talk to you about your voice forever. But fine. Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so I want everyone to know that we just got this the other day, this Am I the Jerk sent to us. You can always email amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or we always get them sometimes on Facebook or Instagram DMs. You know, good luck. Send them if you got them.
We'll get there eventually, but this one was safe, and this one got fast-tracked, you said?
Yeah, because, well, I don't know if it's got fast-tracked, but she even admits she waited way too long to send us this one because this is about Thanksgiving, you guys.
And excuse me?
Today is February 14th. I'll just say it. It is Valentine's Day.
So, wrong holiday, Ma.
So she wrote in and I thought, you're still mad about this?
You still thinking about this,
so,
huh?
I just said we got to use this one. She says, hi, Allie and DZ. I know this might be out of season, you think? But I've been battling with my family about it for months because they think I'm blowing it out of proportion.
Got it.
So then she says, am I the jerk for being upset with my brother-in-law's on again, off again girlfriend of over 20 plus years for being outrageously audacious at Thanksgiving?
What does that mean?
Listen, I'll read it to you. It's a lot. She said, okay, Allie and DZ, my parents host Thanksgiving for our family every year. In 2023 and 2024, my parents extended an invite to my brother-in-law and his girlfriend, which means, you know, her probably her husband's brother. brother and girlfriend, yeah. right? You following?
So which her, makes sense.
Her parents extended an invite to the extended family.
Extended, right.
She said upon their arrival, the first thing she says when she walks in is, "Don't worry, y'all. I brought my own dishes for leftovers." Not hi or happy Thanksgiving like a normal person. We get to eating our meal, and everyone is just about done. She wanders in with not one, but two take-home Tupperwares and begins to serve her own leftovers for herself.
All she brought to-goes.
She also was leaving to go to her parents' house for their Thanksgiving dinner after this.
Oh, so she had two more to-goes in the car ready. Got it.
She says, now for context, my dad always gives out leftovers, and they did get some the year before in 2023.
Okay.
So she says, is it just me, or is that not very ballsy for someone to go into another person's invited Thanksgiving dinner and assume you can take your own leftovers before anyone else or having the host serve them?
Mm.
P.S. Please don't use my name, but you can call me the Turkey Thought. Okay.
The Turkey Trot?
Well, that probably sounds better. Okay. Turkey Tammy. Listen, Turkey Tammy. Here's the deal, Turkey Tammy. I had to read this and really process what, because I thought she's still mad at, we're 3 months out from Thanksgiving, you guys.
We've had a few family meals since then.
It's a new year, for crying out loud. Mm. I mean, we had Christmas and New Year's since, we're on Valentine's Day now.
Hey, but Thanksgiving is serious for a lot of people, aka me. Hi, I'm people.
Same, but I thought she is still mad months later. So, but it's, that's not the question.
Yeah.
She wants to know if she's the jerk. How does she say this? For thinking her brother's girlfriend went too far. The brother-in-law's girlfriend. So, to
went
recap,
too far by grabbing leftovers before anybody else, basically.
Her parents invited her brother's brother and girlfriend.
Right.
And extended family to her house. And she didn't like the way the girlfriend walked in and then served herself. Now, my first thought was, I was glad she put that, even though they're on again, off again, they've been together for 20 years, on again, off again. Because I think that changes the whole situation.
What do you mean by that?
I think that the girlfriend who clearly annoys her, the one she doesn't like.
Oh, they clearly don't. Yeah, they don't like each other.
She just doesn't like her. Yep. So when she came in and said, "Don't worry, I brought my own dishes for leftovers," as someone who makes jokes like that, if you don't get my humor,
you think I'm. Ooh,
you think I'm a jerk? I would walk. You know, DZ, couldn't you see me walking into like your family? I could walk.
And before
in,
you say your hello is, "Don't worry, I brought my own dishes."
Couldn't you see me walking into your family's house and saying that?
You yes, might have already,
I
for all I know.
Did, in fact, when I came for one of the kids' birthday parties.
For one of the birthdays, you might have.
I probably didn't even say hi when I walked in. I probably just like announced and was obnoxious.
Nah, jokes.
So I had a little empathy. Not really. So I had a little empathy because I was like, she just sounds like she's got a weird sense of humor and you don't like it. That was my first thought.
And they must not see enough of each other for them to have like an actual relationship, because it's family of family of family,
it's
right?
It's the brother's girlfriend, but they're on an... Which, again, the on-again, off-again annoys people a lot of times. So that doesn't help either.
Okay, but hold on. They've also been to Thanksgiving before.
2 years in a row. You're right.
And taken leftovers before, right?
It just sounded Am like I she tripping? Didn't like her. You're right. Correct.
But does that make her the jerk? I mean, in a nutshell, me, the way I was raised, yeah, when you first walk in, you say hi to everybody first.
Mm-hmm.
You do. Sure.
Sure.
And
sure.
If you're not necessarily close with the family that you're going to spend time with, yeah, maybe you do wait until after some of the family first people.
I don't want Turkey Tammy to be this mad 3 months later that she's still mad and wrote into Am I the Jerk. She's still annoyed with this woman.
Turkey Tammy's going to be waiting until next Thanksgiving just to see her hands and be like, is she walking in with Tupperware? Is she walking in ready to eat leftovers?
It is very, it takes a lot of guts to walk into somebody's house and start serving your own leftovers, right? That is weird. However, when your family, and that's where I said that being together 20 years, this girl's walking in like she's family. This is her family.
But she's not.
But she's not because
she's the brother's girlfriend. You know how many far, you're a friend of a friend at this
she's
rate.
She's too comfortable.
She's mad
but
comfortable.
They've been together 20 years, so it's not, she's basically one of the family.
She ain't been coming to Thanksgiving for 20 years. There's only been a couple. And well, she's out here mad comfortable.
Well, not to Tammy's Thanksgiving. She's been going probably to her
own
boyfriend's
family. Yeah.
Families, rather.
Gee, honestly,
what do you think?
I didn't think this was going to be this tough for me. But
what is the question? Is the question, am I the jerk for thinking my brother's girlfriend went too far? bar.
Yeah.
Because at the end, she goes, am I wrong for being mad? She went in and took her own. There's a lot happening here.
Am I the jerk for being mad that my brother's brother's girlfriend is too comfortable with my family? Like, what?
Yeah, no, yes, upset with my brother-in-law. So it's, am I the jerk for being upset with my husband's brother's girlfriend? That's basically what we're asking.
You know what? No.
That she went too far.
Not the jerk.
You don't think she's the jerk for still being mad about it?
She's got her inner circle.
Yeah.
And she's not a part of this inner circle. Yeah, she's been here before, but she should have waited and known her place. That's what she's saying.
Yeah, and you think that the girlfriend went too far?
I think the girlfriend might have been too comfortable in a setting where she's maybe shouldn't be.
I want the listeners. I'm going to take what you said and let the listeners decide, because I'm not passionate enough, because I'm like, this is 3 months ago.
Yeah.
You need to chill out being mad about. I think she needs to relax. So maybe I do think she's the jerk for still thinking about this.
If you say, bro, why are you still thinking about this? That's saying, yeah, you're the jerk for going this long with it.
Katie in Milwaukee said, not the jerk for initially being annoyed, but if she's still griping about it months later, then yes, jerk, move on, Turkey Tammy.
Nope, Turkey Tammy is stuck.
Danielle in Mayville said, it's giving. We are so beyond Thanksgiving. She's the jerk. The lady sounds fun and outgoing. This is what I was saying. Is it a personality issue we're having here?
Maybe it's too much.
Some people are too much.
Nobody's too direct enough to go, you're doing too much. So they just let her. And then what? Now she's going 3 months later, man, I'm still bothered that we just let her do that. For all we know, some of the other family were giving looks and going, what is she doing?
That's what somebody texted. Are her parents upset that this woman came into her parents' house and took? Did they care?
No, they invited them. I'd assume not.
They did invited 2 years in a row. 414-533-1037. So the question is Turkey Tammy the jerk for thinking her brother's girlfriend went too far at Thanksgiving? Yes, it is February 14th, everybody. Yes, it is. We'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so Turkey Tammy wanted to be anonymous, and she wants to know if she's a jerk for thinking her brother's girlfriend went too far at Thanksgiving. She said, I know this is past the season, but she's been battling for months with her family about it because they think she's blowing it out of proportion. So actually, we do know what the family thinks. Remember somebody said, are the parents mad?
Yeah, somebody did say that.
I forgot she said that in the beginning I'm rereading it.
Same. Her family said, get over it.
Get over it. So she wants to know if she's the jerk for being annoyed with her husband's brother's girlfriend, brother-in-law's on-again, off-again girlfriend of 20 years.
If you're following along.
For being a little, she says, obnoxious kind of at Thanksgiving. The way she walked in, the way she served herself leftovers. I get why you're annoyed.
Are you mad?
I'm not sure. Is she mad?
Are you mad, bro?
All right, let's go to Rachel in Oconomowoc. We'll start with her. Hi, Rachel.
Good morning.
Morning.
What do you think, jerk or not the jerk?
She's the jerk. It's time to get over this. And you know what? I host most of my family's holidays. I would be thrilled if somebody showed up with some Tupperware and then started helping me clean up.
You know what?
Touché.
When you're right, you're right. As long as they don't take the things I love the most.
I'm going to need y'all to leave the mashed potatoes. Thank you.
Right.
Yes,
exactly. No, the mac and cheese is not for grabs.
Don't
thank
touch
you.
The dressing. That's fine.
Leave my stuffing alone.
Exactly.
Basically, no, you can't take leftovers.
In fact, if you touch the green bean casserole, you're dead.
Yes, you can have turkey, though. You can take the turkey.
Take the dry turkey, though,
take
please.
The turkey, though.
Yep.
Please, absolutely. So Rachel says jerk, flat out.
Big jerk.
Awesome. Thank you, Rachel.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Maya's in West Dallas. Let's talk to her next.
Good morning, Maya.
Hi, Maya.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. Okay, she wants to know if she's a jerk for thinking her brother's girlfriend went too far. What are we thinking?
Definitely a jerk. Like, why are you still thinking about this?
I feel the same way when I read it. I thought, is there more? Like, what am I missing that you're so
annoyed
with?
My initial thought when you guys were first reading this, I was like, she must be really hungry right now. Like,
same.
When she's thinking about this, because there's no way 3 months later, nobody else cares. The parents giving out the leftovers don't care anymore, but you do. Did you wish that it was you?
Turkey Tammy's craving turkey.
Oh, you think it's a jealousy thing?
Yep.
Like they like
if someone showed up to my Thanksgiving with Tupperware, I'd be like, and like said that out loud, I'd be like, thank God.
Yep.
Take whatever.
Take it, please, and I don't have to take care of it later. And
hold on.
So I don't have it in fridge going bad for 2 weeks.
I just realized what it was.
What?
I think I know what it is and why she's so mad. She took leftovers out of her leftover container, technically, because she pulled up. This wasn't her Thanksgiving.
She's jealous
she
about
didn't
the leftovers?
Cook. She's jealous because she's getting mom and dad's leftovers going, no, that's my leftovers to take.
Well, yeah, and it sounded like she thought,
in the fridge.
She thought she was being gluttonous because did you hear in the letter she wrote us that she said, and she was going to her parents after for their, like, how dare you take from my Thanksgiving
my leftovers.
When you're going to another one.
You're about to double up. She's kind of being selfish in a sense. Mm-hmm. No, am I wrong for thinking like that?
She sounds threatened by the girl that's not even.
And a jerk.
A little bit. Selfish and a jerk.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Turkey Tammy.
It's not looking good.
We're reading it the way you wrote it, Tammy, and this is what the listeners think. So, Maya says jerk.
Two for two.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Feel better, Dizzy.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Have a good day.
Bye, Maya.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, last but not least, April's in Waukesha. I don't know if she's going to pull out the vacuum or what's going to happen here.
Morning, April.
Hi.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm definitely pulling out the vacuum. She's a jerk.
Go on.
So, first of all, Dizzy over there saying that she's jealous. Probably. Most likely. She wanted those.
Yep.
She wanted those for her family so she didn't have to cook for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've ever been to a Black Thanksgiving, everybody brings home leftovers. Everybody.
Same literally. Thing at a white one, too.
So, yeah, at a Black Thanksgiving, some people pack up their to-go's before their actual plate. So there's a difference.
Fair enough. Go on.
So definitely the jerk. She's got to be jealous. She's got to be jealous. She's got to be upset. And I mean, literally like 20 years. How long have her and her husband been together? That's the other question.
Has the brother-in-law been with the girlfriend longer than her and her husband?
They got more pull than they do.
That's what I was saying. The jealousy of the relationships, almost like they know each other better and she doesn't. I don't know. Something's weird.
They've been on and off again 20 years. We've been strong for 10. Yeah. Why do y'all like them more? How come she gets to take leftovers?
Why do my parents not think she's annoying like I do?
Man, well, nobody else thinks she's annoying. Only you.
Yeah.
Turkey Tammy.
Right. It's too
right.
much.
Get over it. Mm-hmm. Turkey Tammy, get over it.
She won't.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, April in Waukesha. You have a good day.
Bye.
All right. Coach Court from Sheboygan texted in and said, jerk, I'm sensing some jealousy. She's been around 20 years, probably longer than Turkey Tammy.
Yeah.
And then somebody else texted in and said, Turkey Girl is a jerk. Thanksgiving is a day of sharing and being thankful. I'd feel accomplished if someone came over to the family dinner and appreciated the food enough to be ready to take out immediately.
That's a great perspective.
That is a good perspective.
And it is about sharing, ain't it? She's out here being selfish on a day to share.
There is somebody who texted in, she's not the jerk. That's rude of that lady.
I actually hear where you guys are all coming from.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
All right, but that was the one person who said she's not the jerk. It looks like everyone else said jerk, and that's it. And there you go. 3 months later, I hope you've... I don't know, but here's what I want her to write us back now, because I know she's probably listening or will listen back.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey Tammy, write us and tell us what you thought of everyone's perspective. Are you still mad after hearing everyone, or are you going to let it go? Is what I want to know.
She's staying mad for the next Thanksgiving. I can
guarantee
it.
She better write us and give us an update on her end. Have you let it go, or are you still mad? We want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, jerk.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
Well, well, well. It is a Valentine's Day edition.
Yeah, I'm going to just stay quiet. I'm going to just let you do you.
You can't stay quiet.
Zip.
No, you better not. It's me and you. You got to talk. Okay, I'm going to play.
Lip zip, throwing away the key. Bloop.
I had to go back and go through all of our voice messages because we actually got a lot about Dumpster Fire last week. If you missed it, it's all up. The show, we post the show every day.
Every day.
Every single day. And so I had to go back. We have so many voice messages because if you listen on the Odyssey app, then the listen live button right next to it when you're listening to 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, there's a send us a voice message.
Odyssey app, AUDACY, by the way. I hope you can spell app.
So we got a lot of messages. So let me pull up the first one. Looks like this is Jenny in Milwaukee. This is the one she, and we're going to discuss everything that happened, everything falling apart with the guy I was seeing.
And where we're at today on Valentine's
Day. And where we're at today. So here's Jenny in Milwaukee.
Kelly, good morning. I just heard on the radio that you're very single. And I'm like, I hope to God you didn't break up with your boyfriend. We just named him on Friday. And now DZ is right. The kiss of death. Every time you name somebody, you get very single.
Told you.
I can't wait till Friday. You have to say something. Don't do this to us, girl.
So Jenny left that one last week, and we actually did, I believe, play that one. So then I talked about it on the air, DZ.
Yeah, we had to share, because you said big things happened, and I missed some of it because I was gone. Y'all hear it. My voice was lost.
Mm-hmm.
Had to find it.
Absolutely. So then we talked about it on the air about how basically I had realized he was acting a little funny after he had been very, you know, it's me and you, it's us. We're moving forward. And then the next thing you know, I couldn't figure out what was off with him.
But he felt distant, you'd say?
He felt a little distant for a couple of days, even though I was spending time with him.
And it's still new, so it's like, whatever,
and
normal.
And then maybe. I left him. Remember, we had a movie planned for Saturday night.
That's right.
And he didn't call or text me and just showed up at my house. And I had just had a talk with him about how, please don't do that. You have a 20-minute drive to my house. Text or call me. I don't care if you're on the phone. I don't care if you're busy. But you have to communicate. I just communicated my boundaries to him, and he didn't do it.
Poppy, all you got to say is OTW, the way.
That was it. And he didn't. So I left and went out with my girlfriend, and then he called and said, I'm pulling up to your house. And I said, turn around and go home.
That was the
beginning of the end, okay?
Fair.
And then we found out, after I talked to him on the phone the next day, we found out that his ex-wife had been texting him and saying, I want to get back together.
Hey,
the
kid.
Relationship I'm in is falling apart, and now I'm single again.
I miss you.
Blah, 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 blah.
Bull, big gulp.
You guys get the picture with that, where I'm going with this one.
Big gulp, no 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. It's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So I had told on the air last week that once him and I had that discussion, I said, give me some space. But in the end, after I processed and I really thought hard about it, I went through all the emotions. I was mad. I was sad. I was hurt. And then I went, screw this guy. If this guy's confused, which he finally said, I'm just confused.
Seems so, yeah.
I said, next. I'm not going to get in the middle of your love triangle. I understand being confused when you're divorced with small children, but I am not getting involved in this. If you're confused, that means you're not sure about me, and I'm out. I don't have time for this. So
I'm mad at you,
Jay. So I ended it, and I had zero regrets. I knew I did the right thing. So now let me get to some of the messages, because it's kind of funny what people left us. This is Teresa in Elkhorn. She left us a voice message. Let's see what she said.
So proud of you, Allie. You set the example for us single women. When we know what we want, we know what we want.
I mean, I can't argue with that. It's true. You know what you want. You should be true to yourself. I'm not saying you shouldn't fight for relationships if they mean a lot to you.
Mm-hmm.
But this was not anything. This was too messy.
And something that I really heard within that kind of opened my eyes to the reality of the situation is you know what you want, even if you're not 100% sure of what that looks like.
Yes.
We know what we want because we definitely know what we don't. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So when the don't happens, you're like, yeah, no
this,
I don't want that.
I don't want to be involved in this.
Which helps you realize what you do want.
That's true.
The conundrum here is when one of the two has no clue of what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what, you know, BBL booted was unfortunately going through, because he had some, you know, old boo coming up trying to dust some cobwebs off.
Well,
and he went, wait.
Oh, it'd be so easy to go back to my old life because I've been through a divorce.
You know me.
You want that. You want that comfort. You want that old life back a lot of the time, especially with little kids. And so it confuses you when they play with your head.
Mm-hmm.
Although Lisa in Sheboygan did send me a text last week and said, Allie, I listened back. You did the right thing. And she said, I knew as soon as you said the ex-wife was texting him about anything other than the kids, there was a problem.
That's a problem.
And I said, yeah. Because even though he was saying, oh, we're over, allegedly, he was still letting, you know, her send. There was no boundaries. There were no boundaries.
And the fact that they were still in constant communication because of the kids opens up that cross of boundaries for her to be like, and also, I've been thinking a lot about you lately.
Yeah.
Man, you were just talking to me about our children.
Yeah.
She's tugging at heartstrings, and I'm sorry, she's probably manipulating the situation because she knows what she's doing to that man.
When you just moved out with a dude, now you're like, oh, I'm ready to have you back now.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, I cannot with these two. Here's what Tracy in Fredonia left us.
And I'm sorry that happened to you, Allie. I have a feeling that lady only wants him back because he's dating somebody else. And as soon as she finds out that you guys broke up, she gonna tell him she don't want him no more, or it's just not gonna work out. And then he's gonna be kicking himself in the bleep, 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 because he didn't stay with you.
All four of the bleeps.
Have a great day.
You have a great day too, Tracy.
Appreciate.
You know what? I don't even care if that happens because I don't even have anything to prove. I'm going to unplug this. I don't have anything to prove. And so it's not even like I'm so sure about my decision and I'm so not trying to play games and be toxic. I don't care if that happens. I don't even, you know, when you want that to happen because you want to say, I told you so.
Kinda.
I don't even have that energy with this. I just don't want to be involved.
And I'm really proud, not just you need anybody proud of you,
no, but
really proud of you.
I do need to hear that because love is where I do not do well. I'm confident in a lot of things in my life. You know what I mean?
Yep. And love feels like it's one of those where you're like, I just feel so uncertain sometimes.
You've seen me make really bad decisions, right?
I've helped you make really bad decisions,
no,
bro.
No. I'm an adult, DZ. I'm an adult and I have to take responsibility for my own choices.
Touche. I'm just trying to hold the homie down. You're right. Fair enough.
But I do need, when you say I'm proud of you, that does mean something to me because I value your opinion and I do, you know, want to be a more positive example for women who are dating, not a negative one who's playing all these games and being in these situationships, which I support, actually. If you want to do them, do you. I have no problem with those.
And if you want to fight for your family back, fight, big dog.
I agree with
fight.
That, too.
Pick up the arms and fight. Hey, salute, yes.
And hope it works out for you.
And fingers crossed for you.
But I'm not going to be there laughing if it doesn't, is what I'm trying to say, which is why I feel good about where I'm at right now.
And that's what I'm really proud of you for doing, just
Thank
because
you.
I recognize that you guys had started off in a really good place.
Mm-hmm.
It,
we did.
It felt good. And I was like, man, like, I'm really happy about this.
Yeah.
I think we should, you know, not that I'm in your relationship, but I was like, I think we should take care of this one.
I agreed with you. And you even said, we don't have to talk about this as much because this sounds like a very positive one.
I want you to enjoy your relationship. And I said that to you off air. And I was like, bro, like, we talk whenever you want to talk about it, but we don't have to make this a thing and we can stop doing dumpster fire dating. You feel me? I was really supportive in that sense. So when it went south rather quickly after I gave him a nickname.
That was not your fault, though. We are not blaming ourselves for his choices and his ex's choices.
I'm just making light, bro.
I know.
But after things went south and for you to go, man, you know what? I hope it does work out for you. I don't think it will. Sorry.
I don't
think it will because she sounds like a game player, but I hope it works out for you. That is huge.
Yeah.
Because when you see somebody else come in and take your toy, right? The toy you literally had in your hands that you were actively playing with, and they go, my toy. Bruh, we're fighting.
Yeah. No, I get that.
And you're not
that.
Fighting.
No, not at all.
And you're not fighting in the right direction, right? Because again, like I just said, fight for your relationship. He's got to fight for his relationship.
Yeah,
you don't.
I want something healthy. I want to be healthy. I want my boundaries to be secure. And if I'm gonna be with someone, I want it to be a healthy relationship. I'm not in the place where I need the toxic because I want to feel something.
Sure.
A lot of us, we've talked about this, DZ, on and off the air.
Yep.
There were times where I just wanted to feel something. So I would be playing with people that were toxic because it made me feel something, whether it was good or bad, right?
Yeah. And not playing and like playing games, but like interacting.
Interacting with them because I wanted to feel something.
You were
and
messing
I was,
with, yeah.
I was mistaking that for love or whatever it
affection.
Was. Affection. And it was not that.
Negative affection.
We talked about negative affection too, which is such a great word.
When there's so many breakdowns of negative affection, right?
And then, you know, I remember my friend Callie, shout out to her, when I got my heart broken a year or two ago, whatever it was, and she was like, I'm just worried that this is going to kill your spirit because you've been through so much relationship, you know, trauma over with my divorce and over the years. She's like, I just don't want these guys to kill your spirit. And guess what happened? It killed my spirit. It sure did. And it killed my faith. It killed all these things.
Not Allie, Faith's faith.
It killed my faith. These guys playing with me.
She was just Allie.
And it sucked, you know? So like to be back in a place space where I feel positive. She texted me last night and she goes, what happened with the guy again? I go, he said he was confused about his ex-wife. So I told him to kick rocks basically and go deal with that.
And I kicked rocks my own way.
And she goes, but are you okay? Again, you know, I think she was worried about my spirit because she knew I was had high hopes for this guy.
Sure,
and
same.
I was like, honestly, I haven't looked back. I knew I made the right decision. I knew it. And I still have had zero regrets and I haven't looked back and I still feel good. So that's what I told her last night.
Okay. Speaking of looking back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask just an open-ended brother question, right?
Yes, brother. Little brother or big brother right now? Which one are you doing?
Yes. Little big brother.
Talk to me. Yes.
6 months down the line.
Mm-hmm.
A year,
mm-hmm.
even.
Yeah.
Dude hits you up.
Oh.
And goes, wow, that was the dumbest thing I have ever done. I'm really actually done now. I can't believe I convinced myself that we could try, right? Crazy world.
Yeah.
Who knows?
He regrets trying again with his ex. If he even did. We don't even know if he did, though. I just said I'm not getting involved in this.
We fall into a different multiverse with Doctor Strange and Spider-Man. And now we're in a new world and you find this guy and BBL Boo goes, that was the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
Can we at least, you know, restart, try? What do you say? Today. Because you can answer 6 months down the line a different answer. What do you say today?
If he came back in 6 months to a year, honestly, no. Today, I would say no. Because I think I saw enough there at the end. And I don't think I'd want to be involved with someone who can't set boundaries with an ex.
Mm.
I think that's something he's going to have to work out and start fresh with someone else.
And it's going to leave room for too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think we're in the same place. I don't think he's it. I think that him and I could have really had something great. But unfortunately, we don't. And we're not going to. And I really think it's time to move on. And I think he needs to focus on himself.
Yep.
And I'm going to do me.
Yep.
And whatever happens with him and his ex, I just don't want
to
be involved.
You don't need to be.
It gives me the ick, man.
Well, you're third wheeling now.
Somebody texted in immediately, no. Yeah, that's where my gut goes to no.
Bet.
My gut goes to I'm not. If he reached back out, no. Because I told him, leave me alone. And he has. Because
he
I was
lost
like,
your number?
I don't know.
You tell him to lose my number?
Not that. I've told other people that. Not I should, though. But it is what it is. So I think that's the answer. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So it is Valentine's Day, but somebody said something so funny about, I don't know if it was my love life or on Am I the Jerk, somebody said this about somebody else's love life, but it was, you move your feet, you lose your seat. You remember did somebody call in and say that?
It was for What Would DZ Do about not getting
you.
Over your ex.
And
I'm pretty sure it was Ebony who was like, you move your feet, you lose your seat.
Oh, I loved that saying so much. I wrote that down because I thought that quote was so funny. And it led me to want to bring up on the air is the best sayings you've ever heard, because I heard another good one on one of my favorite Bravo shows. I was watching Southern Hospitality and the manager, it's about a bar in Charleston.
Okay.
And one of the managers walked up and said to the bartenders, you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Ooh, that's a classic.
I had never heard that. I didn't realize, I learned later, a lot of people have heard that one.
Yep.
I had never heard that one. That's hysterical.
Really?
Yeah. When I was a bartender, I was by myself. I was the only one, so nobody was there to yell at me.
Clearly you weren't leaning.
I wasn't leaning.
You're
was
a hard
cleaning.
Worker.
Thank
Moral
you.
Of the story, Allie's a hard worker. She ain't never heard that before.
Thank you. Thank you. Good point. But I will use it on other people. You got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Boys.
My children.
Owen, Hudson.
I wanted to ask you and the listeners, what are some of the best sayings you've ever heard? Because I'm asking so I can steal them, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you move your feet, you lose your seat. Another good one that Ebony used. I'm going to steal that one as well.
Along those lines, one of my favorite is slow feet, don't eat.
Ah, that's a good one.
If you're standing still, you ain't making no money, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even giving yourself a chance.
No, you're not.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Oh, I've heard that one for sure. 414-533-1037. Now, that works for texting or for calling. I bet we're going to get a lot of really funny texts.
Probably. No, I mean, the same.
People texting in really funny stuff.
You're one of the one of my favorites when somebody's kind of, you know, getting on your nerves. And you're like, listen, buddy, listen, pal, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yes. Wait, somebody already texted one and I'm losing
it. What'd they say?
I'm losing it because I know exactly what they're talking about. They said, hey, it's Mike from Waukesha. A funny saying I've heard is also from the Bravo channel from Captain Lee on Below Deck. If you know, you know. The Captain Lee's really funny. He says, I'm so tense right now. You couldn't drive a straight pin up my ass with a 10-pound sledgehammer.
Hey, yo, who's saying that? Is he trying to stop trying to make fetch happen, my boy? I'm sorry.
Dying.
What?
I'm dying. You have to know Captain Leon Bravo because it's the best. Oh, listen, T.O. in Milwaukee texted in, close mouths, don't get fed. Heard that. Mm-hmm. Amanda said, tables are for glasses, not asses.
Wow.
The early bird gets the worm.
Okay. That's another classic. That is another classic. Slow feet don't eat.
Dawn in Muskego said, I heard a good one. Wisdom is chasing you, but you are faster.
Oh,
let me process that.
It's calling somebody dumb.
Yeah.
Wisdom is chasing you, but you are faster.
You're just the way you say it.
It's like a compliment, almost.
No, it's not
really.
It's a backhanded compliment, and I'm here for it.
Not really at all.
Trish from Elkhorn texted in, a good saying is, a wise man changes his mind, a fool never does.
Ah.
That's a good one.
Well, since we're getting deeper on it, one saying that I actually said to somebody yesterday.
Yeah, what's that?
Over at DMB's.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said, you know, I'm a proponent of the believer that the world's not full of strangers. It's just full of friends we haven't met yet.
Oh, look at you with the inspirational quotes over there.
Classic.
Nice. Southside Sean texted in a good one. Poor planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part.
Your fault, not mine.
When people don't handle their business and then at the last minute, which because today, it's a perfect example. Today's a Friday. Which means the fire drill is going to go off around the radio station. They're going to go, hey, we need you to do this, and we need you to do this on a Friday.
The second we grab our keys to leave.
Yep, they will be like, oh, our bad, Allie and DZ. We forgot to tell you 3 days ago on Wednesday. Oh,
are you guys leaving now? You think you got time to cut a quick commercial?
Oh, behind every bird is a pile of bleep. I can't say that one on the air.
Yeah, that's also true, though.
This is a good one. We're talking about the best sayings you've ever heard. Comparison is the thief of joy.
That's a good one.
So many people compare these days.
Oh, I got to snap to that one. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Loose lips sink ships. No, I know that one, but I'm still got loose lips.
Wait a second.
I still love to talk and have the tea. Let's be real.
We keep the ship afloat, though.
We sure do.
That's the difference.
Thank you.
That's the difference.
You can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you. I've seen that one as well.
Oh, that's a deep one.
That is a deep
one. It's a thinker.
You have to think about that. You can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you.
Ding, 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 that part.
Oh, Anna in Milwaukee said, can't fix stupid. Well, that's an easy one. Oh, man.
Let's go.
The phones are going crazy. We'll talk to you guys next. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Ooh, I love saying that to Sammy, our 3-year-old. Ooh.
I've never heard that one. That's a good one. I'm going to steal that one,
ooh,
too.
Ooh.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. It just rolls so good off the tongue when they hurt themselves after you told them to stop. Ooh, play stupid games.
Win stupid prizes.
Winner, winner.
Yep. We're talking about the best sayings you've heard so we can steal them and use them ourselves.
Oh, I'm writing down.
Carly in the Falls texted in, be mindful even when your mind is full.
Oh, I like that one a lot. I like that one. Stolen.
Here's one I'm sure you haven't heard. No brains, no headache.
Wow.
And then Amanda and West Bend texted in, my favorite saying is, don't judge the decision I made when you don't know the choices I had. Oh.
That one's...
We're going deep.
No, because I was still stuck on no brain, no headache. Mm-hmm. And then we got deeper on top of that one. Couple those together, bro. Wow.
Yep, exactly. All right. Oh, stay in your bubble, stay out of trouble.
Ooh. You know I like rhyming stuff, so yeah. The ones that rhyme, yes.
We've all heard snitches get stitches. In fact, I said that to Hudson the other day, because he was telling on his not girlfriend. Friend. Not his girlfriend,
not
if you
girlfriend.
Ask him.
Just a friend.
He
That's a girl.
He told on her for something. I go, you can't, don't you ever, you ever heard snitches get stitches, dude?
Yeah,
Come on.
Had stitches.
Never, not yet.
I've given a few stitches.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's start with Bella. How about Bella in Kenosha? The best sayings you've ever heard. My milkshake brings all the boys. Bella, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Morning, fam.
Buenos dias. We're doing a fire round because we have so many people on the phone. So, Bella, what is the best saying you've ever heard?
You know what it is. Not my chair. Not my problem.
I love that. And DZ's drinking out of the cup you sent us. Not my chair. Not my problem.
Drinking out of cups. Yeah, being up. Nah, I ain't going to say it.
Yeah.
That's a good one. It is a good one. And sometimes I have to be reminded. When I get passionate and upset about things, sometimes DZ has to go, not my chair, not my problem.
And the saying literally tells you what it is. Do you own that chair? Why are you sitting in it?
Yeah. So true. Because I don't know. Because I got too involved in something I shouldn't have been involved in.
Because we like to sit, okay?
I would stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane's a good one for sure.
And take your chair with you.
Thank you. All right, Bella, love you.
I love you too. Allie, don't forget to read my text.
About the
Find the Five idea.
Hey, y'all, colluding behind my back.
No, DZ, I told you. You know.
Goodbye. She's like, goodbye, Bella. Love you. Happy D-Day.
Love, fam.
All right, Evan's in Hale's Corners this morning on 3. Hi, Evan.
What up, Evan?
Hey, what's up, guys?
We haven't heard from you in a minute, man.
Yeah, I know.
Been busy. I got a good saying, though, for you today.
What do you got?
Wait.
All right, this one's from Quincy Jones. I heard a long time ago. It really moved me.
What?
No paralysis through analysis.
No paralysis through analysis. Okay. I got to analyze that one in my brain for a second.
So wait, you're saying analyze so you don't get paralyzed?
Right.
Or explain?
No, we're saying don't freeze up while you analyze things. They take action.
That's clean.
Okay, now
don't
I like it.
Don't become paralyzed while you analyze.
Got it. Keep moving.
Evan, I got a saying for you, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Call us more often and we won't forget your theme song.
That's a good one.
I'll earn a new one.
Denied.
No, you're keeping this one.
Evan, it's good to hear from you. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Good looking out. There's good looking out.
That is a good saying. Call more often. We don't forget your theme song.
Exactly. Brittany in West Dallas said, not my monkey, not my circus. I've heard that one.
Ooh,
put a quarter in you because you played yourself.
Whoa.
I love that one. I've never heard that one.
The kids ain't going to know about that one because they don't know nothing about putting quarters in games no more.
DZ, when we were at the arcade 2 weeks ago, I gave my kids tokens and they didn't know where they went.
Excuse me?
They didn't know how to put the quarter in the slot. I go, it goes right here. They go, where? I swear to you, they had no idea how to use an old game. No,
we need to move on or I'm going to start
talking. Another topic for another day.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dominique in Milwaukee and see what his awesome saying is. Hi, Dominique.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's the saying that you love that you've heard?
Oh, man, there's so many. Here's a great quote from the famous late Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
The moment you give up is the moment you let someone else win.
R.I.P. the legend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I like that one. That's a good one.
I know he probably got 10 more Kobe
for sure.
Kobe quotes.
Well, Tracy and Allenton texted in, people who live in glass houses should not throw stones. We've all heard that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or the two birds, one stone. Talking about throwing stones.
Oh, here's one. You make a better door than a window.
Bruh.
People. Okay.
Please get out of my way. That's very nicely to say. Please get out of my way.
You know, we got to keep going. Thanks, Dominique. Have a good day.
Yep. Glad you're okay, DZ. And have a great day, you guys.
You too,
man. Peace.
Bye.
So you know how I told somebody last night at Dave and Buster's about the world is just filled with, you know, the not strangers is friends you haven't met yet?
Yeah, yeah.
It was Dominique who I said that to.
Oh, you met him.
He was at Dave and Buster's. Yeah,
meeting everybody before me.
Met Dominique and Megan, his wife.
Forget you. You know what? Go to Brandy in Sheboygan. I don't have time for you to brag this morning.
I met Brandy too.
Forget you. You did not. You did
not. We know each other from Sheboygan. The Shevegas days. Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Brandy.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about the best sayings you've ever heard. What do you got for us?
Oh, I hope I can say this, but I used to ask my grandfather all the time when I was younger what time it was constantly. And it was always half past the monkey's ass, quarter past his balls.
Okay. Your grandpa was him.
Yes. Thank you. I was scared. I had my hand worried if we were going to have to leave on this one.
What do we got to do?
Brandy, you're funny. All right. Well, thank you for calling. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Shout out to grandpa, too.
Oh, whoever 6-year-old daughter always says, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit. I say that all the time to my kids.
That's strong parenting skills because that means that kid is listening.
Mm-hmm. Paula in Waukesha said, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Ooh, that's a deep cut right there. You already know, because that's saying, like, I ain't got it. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, Amanda's in Racine this morning.
Five and loud, another rocket shot.
Nailed it.
I have to shout out Kristen. She texted in and said, "Hi, it's Kristen. Long time listener, first time texter."
That's a good one.
And then she added, a lady from church said, "Don't think less of yourself. Think of yourself less." Don't think less of yourself. Think of yourself less.
I gotta listen back on the Odyssey app.
Be less self-centered.
I have to really think about these. I'm really having to be smart today.
Yeah, I gotta pocket these.
Amanda,
I gotta pocket these.
You
for
already
later.
Are smart. Okay, what's your saying?
Well, thank you. So it goes off of Dr. Phil, my guy.
Dr.
Common
Phil.
Common sense is just not common enough.
Well said. Well said.